In this bulletin, President Macron says he was lied to by Mr. Morrison over the French submarine deal. The United Nations Climate Summit opens in Glasgow. And in sport, Collingwood Football Club's Jordan Duhui stood down by Collingwood. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Mavadid. Quarantine-free travel from New Zealand to Australia officially resumes today, with Tourism Minister Dan Tehan saying it's another important marker on the road to recovery and a major boost for tourism and confidence. Vaccinated Australian citizens and permanent residents living in New South Wales, Victoria, and Canberra will be able to fly internationally from Monday without an exemption or having to quarantine upon return to the country. Annika Saad hasn't seen her parents in 2 years, but says they should be arriving from Germany in just a few days.
Honestly, I haven't comprehended yet. Sometimes feel like I shouldn't get too excited just in case something is still going to happen with the border. But the moment I got the exemption and the visa granted, it was just emotions. It felt like Christmas, birthdays, everything for me all at once. It was an explosion of emotions. I was crying, I was happy. My little one Alison kept asking me, "Mommy, why are you crying?" And I'm like, "It's happy tears, finally."
Nearly 780,000 international COVID-19 vaccination certificates have been generated since its launch in October. Tributes are pouring in for Australian show business icon Bert Newton, who has died aged 83 after undergoing palliative care in Melbourne. Newton's career started in the 1950s and includes radio, television, and theatre performances. Part of the Logies Awards since it began in 1959, he has won 4 Gold Logies, including Most Popular Entertainment Personality, for his role in Good Morning Australia. His wife, Patty Newton, says her heart is breaking, but the outpouring of love has been fabulous.
I would like him to be remembered as the legend that he was. I mean, he has lots of loves. He loved the Maris brothers, that's where he went to school, and then he loved radio, and then he got into television and had 2 fabulous partners in Graham and Don, and that was great.
And fellow veteran entertainer Philip Brady reflects on their friendship.
He was very endearing because he was so approachable to everybody. People come up to him in the street and everybody treated him like a long-lost brother. And that was his appeal. I think he was very democratic, very down-to-earth, had no tickets on himself, and was just out to entertain us.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he was lied to by Prime Minister Scott Morrison over the abandoned $90 billion French submarine deal. The extraordinary personal accusation came on the sidelines of the G20 after SBS World News and the ABC approached the French president. Asked if he thought he was lied to by Prime Minister Morrison, President Macron bluntly replied, "I don't think, I know." He said under the submarine deal negotiated by Malcolm Turnbull, Australia definitely had an option to produce in Australia to get the submarines in a clear and reliable period of time and to monitor the submarines. Mr. Macron says it's now Mr. Morrison's decision to see how he will move. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the promises made at the landmark Paris Climate Accord 6 years ago appear to have been insincere. The United Nations Climate Summit has formally opened in Glasgow, launching 2 weeks of intense diplomatic negotiations by almost 200 countries on how to tackle the common challenge of global warming. It has been described as a make-or-break, succeed-or-fail chance to save the planet from the most calamitous effects of climate change.
Just 12 G20 members have committed to reach net zero by 2050 or earlier. Barely half of us have submitted improved plans for how we will cut carbon emissions since the Paris summit in 2050. If we are going to prevent COP26 from being a failure, then that must change. And I must be clear that if Glasgow fails, then the whole thing fails.
And now to sport. Collingwood Football Club's Jordan Duhui has been arrested in New York for allegedly groping a woman. The 25-year-old AFL player was partying with his friend Luke Dyson at a rooftop lounge on Saturday when the pair were alleged to have approached the woman on the dance floor. New York police say the woman's male friend then confronted the pair before Dyson allegedly struck the man in the face with a glass bottle, splitting his lip. The woman called 911, and DeHuey and Dyson were taken into custody before being charged with forcible touching and assault. Collingwood is attempting to contact the player while he sits in a New York holding cell. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, a sunny 28. Melbourne, a sunny 24. Hobart, cloudy 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, cloudy, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And finally, Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 35 degrees.